Next patient was Johnson Stephen. Let's see. Or Stephen Johnson. S-T-E-V-E-N. Stephen Johnson. J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 7/14/1970. Date of visit 11/17/23. Please make a copy for Azalea Health. Terry Gilliard. T-E-R-R-Y. Gilliard. G-I-L-Y-A-R-D. A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is COPD and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is presentation. This is the 53-year-old obese male with a history of COPD and hypertension and DVT, as well as chronic kidney disease, was hospitalized in July 23 for shortness of breath and pneumomediastinum. The patient has a prior history of COPD and asthma. And since admission, he had chest CT done on 7/28/23, which showed evidence of diffuse bronchial wall thickening and no airspace consolidation. And there was a moderate volume pneumomediastinum. And there was no paraesophageal fluid collection. The patient states that he was given bronchodilators and steroids and diuretics, and subsequently discharged satisfactorily, but he has not been on any home oxygen. The patient has a history of asthma and snoring, and he has had chronic leg edema, and he complains of abdominal pains. He had more edema of his right leg and was found to have a fluid-filled cyst in the right leg, which was aspirated by general surgery. It apparently was a hematoma that was drained. The patient also received a unit of blood transfusion on 8/11/23 for persistent anemia. There's also a history of DVT, and he has been on anticoagulation. Next paragraph. The patient's past history includes right leg abscess, history of pneumomediastinum, history of asthma and recurrent bronchitis, and he has had a history of acute kidney injury and a history of depression. Next, habits. The patient denies smoking. The patient smoked about 5 cigarettes a day for 30 years and quit, and occasional alcohol use. Denies exposure to asbestos. Next, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, family history, mother had a history of bronchitis. And father died of unknown causes. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no fever or weight loss. He has no cataracts or glaucoma. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. He has persistent cough, shortness of breath, and some wheezing. He has a heartburn, no leg swelling, or calf muscle pains. He has some joint pains, muscle stiffness. Also has palpitations and leg swelling. And denies depression or anxiety. He has no seizures, headaches, some memory loss, no skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, I'm sorry, not elderly. This is a middle-aged, very obese male who is alert, no acute distress. There's no pallor, cyanosis. But there is 2+ leg edema with pigmentation. And reflexive 1+. Next, HENT, abnormal phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with chest decreased excursions with scattered visas throughout both lung fields. Heart seems irregular, son and sister, no mama. Extremities, varicosities, and pigmentation with extremities reveal mild edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next impression number 1. Right leg edema. And number 2 is history of COPD and asthma. Number 3 is pneumomediastinum. Number 4 is hypertension. Number 5 is exogenous obesity and possible sleep apnea. Next paragraph, plan the patient will continue with O2 nasal cannula at 2 to 3 liters. Use BiPAP nightly. Extremities develop normal reflexes. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Number 1 is COPD with asthma. Number 2, pneumomediastinum. Number 3 is exogenous obesity. Number 4 is OSA. Next paragraph, plan the patient well. Get a complete PFT and a CT chest. It was advised to get a polysomnographic study placed on albuterol and albuterol tabs, 4 milligrams BID, PRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 2 months. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Dr. Mark Kendrick, MD, KENDRICK. MD, thank you.